This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 17th of April and welcome to another edition of your Daily Dose of News, News on the Go. This is your host, Ashwin. On the 17th of April, we have a lot happening. Jammu and Kashmir cops asked to avoid visiting home for the next few months. Muslim Law Board will abide by the SC order in Ayodhya dispute. Turkey voted to hand more power to Erdogan. Premier League results. And WhatsApp CEO unloaded over half his Facebook stock in 1 year. First piece on the news is Jammu and Kashmir cops asked to avoid visiting home for the next few months. The Jammu and Kashmir police has been advised and is advising its personnel to avoid visiting their respective homes for the next few months. The advisory cited the recent incidents of attack on the police personnel's life and property by militants as the reason. Earlier, families of several policemen were threatened and asked to persuade the uninformed men to quit service. Next piece on the news is that the Muslim Law Board will abide by the Supreme Court orders in Ayodhya dispute. The All India Muslim Personal Law Board, also referred to as the AIMPLB, on Sunday said that they would abide by the Supreme Court's order decision on the Babri Masjid and Ram Mandir dispute. This comes after the apex court called for an out-of-court settlement in the Ayodhya dispute. These are issues where all the parties can sit together and arrive at a consensual decision, the Supreme Court said. Over the weekend, Turkey voted to hand more power to Erdogan. A controversial referendum on April 16th narrowly reduced sweeping powers. In fact, narrowly awarded sweeping powers to President Erdogan, the biggest constitutional change since Turkey became a republic 94 years ago. The opposition called for a recount of votes amid fears that the vote may lead to authoritarian regime. So what happens in Turkey now is that it's moved from being a parliamentary democracy to a presidential democracy. So there's not many processes, etc., that have to go through for a bill to be passed. Erdogan has almost monopoly of authority here. Just extremely interesting to note, because this is great validation for Erdogan from the residents and citizens of Turkey. Lots of football over the weekend. Tottenham beating Bournemouth 4-0. Sunderland and West Ham played out a 2-2 draw, while Stoke City took on Hull City at home and beat them 3-1. Manchester City travelled to Southampton and beat them 3-0. Crystal Palace and Leicester City played out a 2-2 draw. Everton City beat Burnley 3-1. Watford beat Swansea 1-0. And on Sunday we had West Brom losing to Liverpool 1-0. Liverpool secured third spot with this. And Manchester United beat Chelsea. Jose Mourinho beat his former team 2-0. And it was a very interesting game, to say the least. Chelsea, if I'm not wrong, did not even have one shot on target. And Ander Herrera was clearly the man of the match with one assist. Middlesbrough and Arsenal play their game tonight. WhatsApp CEO unloaded over half his Facebook stock in 1 year. WhatsApp CEO Jan Combs sold or gifted almost 43 million Facebook shares in the past year, which would be worth over $5 billion based on Facebook's stock value on the dates of sales. The stock unloaded made up over half of Combs' Facebook holdings. WhatsApp messaging app was acquired by Facebook in 2014 for a price of $22 billion. Just FYI. On the 17th of April, that's all for the news today, guys. In the background, I'm leaving you with Adventure of a Lifetime by Coldplay. I will see you tomorrow, same time.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.